that you cannot refuse to report to the administration that where and when members of your staff, whether they're TAs or professors, are supposed to meet their classes.
No, and this, certainly it's a simple thing on the face of it.
How could I refuse to withhold such information? But it was given a lot of publicity, and it did break the strike, and there was a sort of celebration party about the end of the strike and having got through this bad time when the contract was signed. That was held at a friend's house, to which we were invited, along with other people who had been involved in this thing. It was on a Friday afternoon. And I guess it was the next night, Saturday night, at 2 a.m, that I heard a window crash in our house. Mm-hmm. I was wakened by it and went to discover that a brick had been thrown through our window, and three of the other people who had signed such affidavits, at least, were the ostensible targets of similar incidents.
It was that specific, was it? I wasn't quite sure.
Well, yes. In one case, they couldn't identify the house properly, and I'm afraid the neighbor of one of my colleagues got a window smashed instead of the chairman. But it was all aimed at that, and undoubtedly, in my judgment, had nothing to do with TA membership itself. Mm. I was also a little later, at least on three successive Sundays, found myself the recipient at 5 a.m. Or 6 a.m. of telephone calls on Sunday mornings. Mm. And at the last one, I got furious, I must say. And,
they didn't hang up. You mean they were
No. They did hang up. You'd answer the telephone, and all you would hear was someone at the other side after having said hello, and that would be it. The phone would ring long enough. Mm. So I passed through a couple of rooms, staggering at 5 a.m, as I would, and that would be that. These were obviously nuisance calls. Mm. And at the end of the third one in a row, on Sunday morning at that hour, I made a telephone call to Mr. Marchetti, looking him up in the telephone book. I must say I was surprised with the promptness at which the telephone was answered on the second ring, and I told him that I just received a call from one of his constituents that I was going to hold him responsible for it, and then slammed down the phone myself and went back to bed full of self-satisfaction, if nothing else. But that was the end of any such incident. I received a message from him through one of our most objectionable TAs, stewards, afterwards, saying that, with some vulgarity attached, denouncing me thoroughly for my arrogance in having made that call to Mr. Marchetti.
Oh.
I'm sure there were other grounds for that charge as well.